talking about power. Great power, not clinging to power, has true power. Lesser power, clinging to power, lacks true power. Great power, doing nothing, has nothing to do. Lesser power, doing nothing, has an end in view. The good the truly good do has no end in view. The right the very righteous do has an end in view. And those who act in true obedience to law roll up their sleeves and make the disobedient obey. So, when we lose the way, we find power. Losing power, we find goodness. Losing goodness, we find righteousness. Losing righteousness, we're left with obedience. Obedience to law is the dry husk of loyalty and good faith. Opinion is the barren flower of the way, the beginning of ignorance. So, great-minded people, abide in the kernel, not the husk, in the fruit, not the flower, letting the one go, keeping the other. Integrity. Those who of old got to be whole. Heaven, through its wholeness, is pure. Earth, through its wholeness, is steady. Spirit, through its wholeness, is potent. The valley, through its wholeness, flows with rivers. The 10,000 things, through their wholeness, live. Rulers, through their wholeness, have authority. Their wholeness makes them what they are. Without what makes it pure, heaven would disintegrate. Without what steadies it, earth would crack apart. Without what makes it potent, spirit would fail. Without what fills it, the valley would run dry. Without what quickens them, the 10,000 things would die. Without what authorizes them, rulers would fall. The root of the noble is in the common. The high stands on what's below. Princes and kings call themselves orphans, widowers, beggars, to get themselves rooted in the dirt. A multiplicity of riches is poverty. Jade is praised as precious, but its strength is being stone. By no means. Return is how the way moves. Weakness is how the way works. Heaven and earth and the 10,000 things are born of being. Being is born of nothing. On and off. Thoughtful people hear about the way and try hard to follow it. Ordinary people hear about the way and wander onto it and off it. Thoughtless people hear about the way and make jokes about it. It wouldn't be the way if there weren't jokes about it. So they say, the way's brightness looks like darkness. Advancing on the way feels like retreating. The plain way seems hard going. The height of power seems a valley. The amplest power seems not enough. The firmest power seems feeble. Perfect whiteness looks dirty. The pure and simple looks chaotic. The great square has no corners. The great vessel is never finished. The great tone is barely heard. The great thought can't be thought. The way is hidden in its namelessness. But only the way begins, sustains, fulfills. Children of the way bears one, the one bears two, the two bear three, the three bear the 10,000 things. The 10,000 things carry the yin on their shoulders and hold in their arms the yang, whose interplay of energy makes harmony. People despise orphans, widowers, outcasts, yet that's what kings and rulers call themselves. Whatever you lose, you've won. Whatever you win, you've lost. What others teach, I say too, violence and aggression destroy themselves. My teaching rests on that. Water and stone. What's softest in the world rushes and runs over what's hardest in the world. The immaterial enters the impenetrable. So I know the good in not doing. The wordless teaching, the profit in not doing. Not many people understand it. Fame and fortune. Which is nearer, name or self? Which is dearer, self or wealth? Which gives more pain, loss or gain? All you grasp will be thrown away. All you hoard will be utterly lost. Contentment keeps disgrace away. Restraint keeps you out of danger. So you can go on for a long, long time. Real power. What's perfectly whole seems flawed, but you can use it forever. What's perfectly full seems empty, but you can't use it up. True straightness looks crooked. Great skill looks clumsy. Real eloquence seems to stammer. To be comfortable in the cold, keep moving. To be comfortable in the heat, hold still. To be comfortable in the world, stay calm and clear. Wanting less. When the world's on the way, they use horses to haul manure. When the world gets off the way, they breed war horses on the common. Greatest evil, wanting more. The worst luck, discontent. Greed's the curse of life. To know enough's enough is enough to know. Looking far. You don't have to go out the door to know what goes on in the world. You don't have to look out the window to see the way of heaven. The farther you go, the less you know. So the wise soul doesn't go but knows, doesn't look but sees, doesn't do, but gets it done. Unlearning. Studying and learning daily, you grow larger. Following the way daily, you shrink. You get smaller and smaller. So you arrive at not doing. You do nothing, and nothing's not done. To run things, don't fuss with them. Nobody who fusses is fit to run things. Trust and power. The wise have no mind of their own, finding it in the minds of ordinary people. They're good to good people, and they're good to bad people. Power is goodness. They trust people of good faith, and they trust people of bad faith. Power is trust. They mingle their life with the world. They mix their mind up with the world. Ordinary people look after them. Wise souls are children. Love of life. To look for life is to find death. The 13 organs of our living are the 13 organs of our dying. Why are the organs of our life where death enters us? Because we hold too hard to living. So, I've heard, if you live in the right way, when you cross country, you needn't fear to meet a mad bull or a tiger. When you're in a battle, you needn't fear the weapons. The bull would find nowhere to jab its horns, the tiger nowhere to stick its claws, the sword nowhere for its point to go. Why? Because there's nowhere in you for death to enter. Nature. Nurture. The way bears them. Power nurtures them. Their own being shapes them. Their own energy completes them. And not one of the 10,000 things fails to hold the way sacred or to obey its power. Their reverence for the way and obedience to its power are unforced and always natural. For the way gives them life, its power nourishes them, mothers and feeds them, completes and matures them, looks after them, protects them. To have without possessing, do without claiming, lead without controlling, this is mysterious power. To the beginning. The beginning of everything is the mother of everything. Truly to know the mother is to know her children, and truly to know the children is to turn back to the mother. The body comes to its ending. But there is nothing to fear. Close the openings, shut the doors, and to the end of life, nothing will trouble you. Open the openings, be busy with business, and to the end of life, nothing can help you. Insight sees the insignificant. Strength knows how to yield. Use the way's light, return to its insight, and so keep from going too far. That's how to practice what's forever. Insight. If my mind's modest, I walk the great way. Arrogance is all I fear. The great way is low and plain, but people like shortcuts over the mountains. The palace is full of splendor, and the fields are full of weeds, and the granaries are full of nothing. People wearing ornaments and fancy clothes, carrying weapons, drinking a lot and eating a lot, having a lot of things, a lot of money. Shameless thieves. Surely their way isn't the way. Some rules. Well planted is not uprooted. Well kept is not lost. The offerings of the generations to the ancestors will not cease. To follow the way yourself is real power. To follow it in the family is abundant power. To follow it in the community is steady power. To follow it in the whole country is lasting power. To follow it in the world is universal power. So in myself I see what self is. In my household I see what family is. In my town, I see what community is. In my nation, I see what a country is. In the world, I see what is under heaven. How do I know the world is so? By this. The sign of the mysterious. Being full of power is like being a baby. Scorpions don't sting. Tigers don't attack. Eagles don't strike. Soft bones, weak muscles, but a firm grasp. Ignorant of the intercourse of man and woman, yet the baby penis is erect. True and perfect energy. All day long screaming and crying, but never getting hoarse. True and perfect harmony. To know harmony is to know what's eternal. To know what's eternal is enlightenment. Increase of life is full of portent. The strong heart exhausts the vital breath. The full grown is on the edge of age. Not the way. What's not the way soon dies. Mysteries of power. Who knows doesn't talk. Who talks doesn't know. Closing the openings. Shutting doors. Blunting edge, loosing bond, dimming light. Be one with the dust of the way. So you come to the deep sameness. Then you can't be controlled by love or by rejection. You can't be controlled by profit or by loss. You can't be controlled by praise or by humiliation. Then you have honor under heaven. Being simple. Run the country by doing what's expected. Win the war by doing the unexpected. Control the world by doing nothing. How do I know that? By this. The more restrictions and prohibitions in the world, the poorer people get. The more experts the country has, the more of a mess it's in. The more ingenious the skillful are, the more monstrous their inventions. The louder the call for law and order, the more the thieves and con men multiply. So, a wise leader might say, I practice inaction, and the people look after themselves. I love to be quiet, and the people themselves find justice. I don't do business, and the people prosper on their own. I don't have wants, and the people themselves are uncut wood. Living with change. When the government's dull and confused, the people are placid. When the government's sharp and keen, the people are discontented. Alas, misery lies under happiness, and happiness sits on misery. Alas, who knows where it will end? Nothing is certain. The normal changes into the monstrous, the fortunate into the unfortunate, and our bewilderment goes on and on. And so the wise shape without cutting, square without sawing, true without forcing. They are the light that does not shine. Staying on the way. In looking after your life and following the way, gather spirit. Gather spirit early, and so redouble power. And so become invulnerable. Invulnerable, unlimited. You can do what you like with material things, but only if you hold to the mother of things will you do it for long. Have deep roots, a strong trunk. Live long by looking long. Staying put. Rule a big country the way you cook a small fish. If you keep control by following the way, troubled spirits won't act up. They won't lose their immaterial strength, but they won't harm people with it, nor will wise souls come to harm. And so, neither harming the other, these powers will come together in unity. Lying low. The polity of greatness runs downhill like a river to the sea, joining with everything, woman to everything. By stillness, the woman may always dominate the man, lying quiet underneath him. So a great country, submitting to small ones, dominates them. So small countries, submitting to a great one, dominate it. Lie low to be on top. Be on top by lying low. The gift of the way. The way is the hearth and home of the 10,000 things. Good souls treasure it. Lost souls find shelter in it. Fine words are for sale. Fine deeds go cheap. Even worthless people can get them. So, at the coronation of the Son of Heaven, when the three ministers take office, you might race out in a four-horse chariot to offer a jade screen. But wouldn't it be better to sit still and let the way be your offering. Why was the way honored in the old days? Wasn't it said, seek, you'll find it. Hide, it'll shelter you. So it was honored under heaven. Consider beginnings. Do without doing. Act without action. Savor the flavorless. Treat the small as large, the few as many. Meet injury with the power of goodness. Study the hard while it's easy. Do big things while they're small. The hardest jobs in the world start out easy. The great affairs of the world start small. So the wise soul, by never dealing with great things, gets great things done. Now, since taking things too lightly makes them worthless, and taking things too easy makes them hard, the wise soul, by treating the easy as hard, doesn't find anything hard. Mindful of little things. It's easy to keep hold of what hasn't stirred. Easy to plan what hasn't occurred. It's easy to shatter delicate things. Easy to scatter little things. Do things before they happen. Get them straight before they get mixed up. The tree you can't reach your arms around grew from a tiny seedling. The 9-story tower rises from a heap of clay. The 10,000-mile journey begins beneath your foot. Do and do wrong. Hold on and lose. Not doing, the wise soul doesn't do it wrong, and not holding on doesn't lose it. In all their undertakings, it's just as they're almost finished that people go wrong. Mind the end as the beginning, then it won't go wrong. That's why the wise want not to want. Care nothing for hard-won treasures. Learn not to be learned. Turn back to what people overlooked. They go along with things as they are, but don't presume to act. One power. Once upon a time, those who ruled according to the way didn't use it to make people knowing, but to keep them unknowing. People get hard to manage when they know too much. Whoever rules by intellect is a curse upon the land. Whoever rules by ignorance is a blessing on it. To understand these things is to have a pattern and a model. And to understand the pattern and the model is mysterious power. Mysterious power goes deep. It reaches far. It follows things back, clear back to the great oneness. Low down. Lakes and rivers are lords of the 100 valleys. Why? Because they'll go lower. So they're the lords of the 100 valleys. Just so a wise soul wanting to be above other people talks to them from below, and to guide them follows them. And so the wise soul predominates without dominating, and leads without misleading. And people don't get tired of enjoying and praising one who, not competing, has in all the world no competitor. Three treasures. Everybody says my way is great, but improbable. All greatness is improbable. What's probable is tedious and petty. I have three treasures. I keep and treasure them. The first, mercy. The second, moderation. The third, modesty. If you're merciful, you can be brave. If you're moderate, you can be generous. And if you don't presume to lead, you can lead the high and mighty. But to be brave without compassion, or generous without self-restraint, or to take the lead, is fatal. Compassion wins the battle and holds the fort. It is the bulwark set around those heaven helps. Heaven's lead. The best captain doesn't rush in front. The fiercest fighter doesn't bluster. The big winner isn't competing. The best boss takes a low footing. This is the power of non-competition. This is the right use of ability. To follow heaven's lead has always been the best way. Using mystery. The expert in warfare says, rather than dare make the attack, I'd take the attack. Rather than dare advance an inch, I'd retreat a foot. It's called marching without marching. Rolling up your sleeves without flexing your muscles. Being armed without weapons. Giving the attacker no opponent. Nothing's worse than attacking what yields. To attack what yields is to throw away the prize. So, when matched armies meet, the one who comes to grief is the true victor. Being obscure. My words are so easy to understand, so easy to follow. And yet, nobody in the world understands or follows them. Words come from an ancestry, deeds from a mastery. When these are unknown, so am I. In my obscurity is my value. That's why the wise wear their jade under common clothes. The sick mind. To know without knowing is best. Not knowing without knowing it is sick. To be sick of sickness is the only cure. The wise aren't sick. They're sick of sickness, so they're well. The right fear. When we don't fear what we should fear, we are in fearful danger. We ought not to live in narrow houses. We ought not to do stupid work. If we don't accept stupidity, we won't act stupidly. So, wise souls know but don't show themselves, look after but don't prize themselves, letting the one go, keeping the other. Daring to do. Brave daring leads to death. Brave caution leads to life. The choice can be the right one or the wrong one. Who will interpret the judgment of heaven? Even the wise soul finds it hard. The way of heaven doesn't compete, yet wins handily. Doesn't speak, yet answers fully. Doesn't summon, yet attracts. It acts perfectly easily. The net of heaven is vast, vast, wide-meshed, yet misses nothing. The Lord of Slaughter. When normal, decent people don't fear death, how can you use death to frighten them? Even when they have a normal fear of death, who of us dare take and kill the one who doesn't? When people are normal and decent and death-fearing, there's always an executioner. To take the place of that executioner is to take the place of the great carpenter. People who cut the great carpenter's wood seldom get off with their hands unhurt. Greed. People are starving. The rich gobbled taxes. That's why people are starving. People rebel. The rich oppress them. That's why people rebel. People hold life cheap. The rich make it too costly. That's why people hold it cheap. But those who don't live for the sake of living are worth more than the wealth seekers. Hardness. Living people are soft and tender. Corpses are hard and stiff. The 10,000 things, the living grass, the trees, are soft, pliant. Dead, they're dry and brittle. So hardness and stiffness go with death. Tenderness, softness, go with life. And the hard sword fails. The stiff trees felled. The hard and great go under. The soft and weak stay up. The bow. The way of heaven is like a bow bent to shoot, its top end brought down, its lower end raised up. It brings the high down, lifts the low, takes from those who have, gives to those who have not. Such is the way of heaven, taking from people who have, giving to people who have not. Not so the human way. It takes from those who have not to fill up those who have. Who has enough to fill up everybody? Only those who have the way. So the wise do without claiming, achieve without asserting, wishing not to show their worth. Thank you. paradoxes. Nothing in the world is as soft, as weak as water. Nothing else can wear away the hard, the strong, and remain unaltered. Soft overcomes hard, weak overcomes strong. Everybody knows it. Nobody uses the knowledge. So the wise say, by bearing common defilements, you become a sacrificer at the altar of earth. By bearing common evils, you become a lord of the world. Right words sound wrong. Keeping the contract. After a great enmity is settled, some enmity always remains. How to make peace? Wise souls keep their part of the contract and don't make demands on others. People whose power is real fulfill their obligations. People whose power is hollow insist on their claims. The way of heaven plays no favorites. It stays with the good. Freedom. Let there be a little country without many people. Let them have tools that do the work of 10 or 100 and never use them. Let them be mindful of death and disinclined to long journeys. They'd have ships and carriages, but no place to go. They'd have armor and weapons, but no parades. Instead of writing, they might go back to using knotted cords. They'd enjoy eating, take pleasure in clothes, be happy with their houses, devoted to their customs. The next little country might be so close, the people could hear cocks crowing and dogs barking there, but they'd get old and die without ever having been there. Telling it true. True words aren't charming. Charming words aren't true. Good people aren't contentious. Contentious people aren't good. People who know aren't learned. Learned people don't know. Wise souls don't hoard. The more they do for others, the more they have. The more they give, the richer they are. The way of heaven profits without destroying. Doing without outdoing is the way of the wise.